One notable woman of influence locally has been U.S. Democratic Representative Kathy Castor, whose district covers most of the city of Tampa. Although she has held her seat for the past 5 years, her district is one seat that might drastically change when new districts are drawn according to new redistricting amendments in the Florida Constitution. She supports drawing the districts fairly.
I strongly support the Fair Districts Constitutional Amendment, and the Florida legislature will have to follow those new parameters that all of the voters throughout the state have now instituted through our Florida Constitution. The Voting Rights Act also comes into play. It has protected areas, especially racial minorities and language minorities. It hasn't focused in on sex discrimination, and the court cases haven't touched upon that.
But there is a bipartisan lawsuit against the new amendments filed in part by U.S. Democratic Representative Corrine Brown, who is concerned she might lose some support from certain minority populations. Castor argues that fair districts would open up the playing field for women, too.
What we really need in Florida are some fair districts. The congressional delegation is skewed. We're a 50-50 state, and yet the Republican Party has an overwhelming number of the representatives in Congress. And I hope that once we have more fair districts, that more women will run for office. The United States Congress is only about 15-16% female right now. And that's not reflective of the United States of America, where we're a little more than 50% of the population.
Castor is optimistic for women in Tampa, and she said the city already has had strong representation in positions of power.
Female-owned businesses are 30% of the small business market. That's terrific. We also have a history in Tampa of strong female leaders in government, in education, and in business. At one point over the last few years, we had a female mayor, majorities on the county commission, in the school board, a female school superintendent, president of the University of South Florida, and even the commander of MacDill Air Force Base. So Tampa is known for strong female leaders in business and in government.
She told the crowd of about 800 women that the American Jobs Act contains provisions that would support small businesses as they grow.
We have got to support our small business owners to put this economy back on track. Past portions of the American Jobs Act ensured that you all know about the small business tax credit under the Affordable Care Act that will now pay 35% of your premiums for health insurance for your employees. By 2014, that's going to be 50% of your health.
CNN's Soledad O'Brien has received several awards for her journalism, filing reports during Hurricane Katrina and Japan's earthquake and tsunami this year. She has also made several documentaries on Muslims in America, African Americans, and more. She said that having more women owning small businesses can serve as an inspiration for others.
And I think every time I talk to a group of women who are entrepreneurs, I always get the sense that there are these sort of two fronts that people want to work on. One, they want to be successful business people, right? It's the bottom line. If you are not successful, then you've done nobody any good. But number two, you want to bring people along. You want to also feel that your personal success has had a value in the world that is just bigger than you, that people you can inspire just by virtue of being a successful woman in business. And also, you can make people realize that these obstacles are surmountable.
Janet Harrison works for Eco Asset Solutions, a company that tries to help big businesses become more sustainable.
Personally, I'm very, very involved with sustainable businesses in Tampa. So I've already seen a lot of people that I've worked with before, and it's nice to see us crossing paths here and seeing women that are of influence in our community who are becoming more sustainably focused within their corporations and even their public sector organizations.
A mother of four, O'Brien has a multiracial background. When asked if there is reverse racism or favoritism for minorities in a business or a newsroom, she said there can never be enough voices at the table. She said that while her race and her motherhood have never stopped her from following a good story, it was her willingness to investigate that has proven to be the most effective in the newsroom.
I think in New York, certainly, it's very easy to sit at our desks and have no clue what's happening in the rest of the country. I think it's appalling, and I think it's partly connected when people would say, you know, I don't understand Occupy Wall Street. Really? Well, you know, drive down the 25 minutes to where it's happening and talk to people. You know, that there's a sense of palpable anger right now and try to understand it. So I think that on one hand, you really need a lot of voices around the table. Certainly we do in doing documentaries. And then also, of course, you want to be hired for great skill. I don't want to just cover the stories of working moms. I don't want to just do black stories and Latino stories. I want to fight to do every good story is a great story. And I think there's no question about that.
While CNN has focused on specific groups like Latinos, homosexuals, and women for their In America series, O'Brien hopes that rather than merely focusing on one group at a time, that there will be more stories about women or minorities in general so that their news coverage will become more common and not just a one-time special. Reporting from Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.